Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. If I ask you what charoisis is, they're going to say, what charoisis is? My baby brother knows what charoisis is. That's what we use by the Seder. Well, our Mishnah is going to mention charoisis, but the Mishnah is not necessarily referring to the charoisis of the Seder. Charoisis was a dip. You have dips by your Shabbos table? People go out today, they buy dips, they buy tomato dip, they buy jalapeno, they buy all sorts of dips. Well, they used to make their own. And one of the dips that people commonly had was charoisis. And it was made of fruit and spices, vinegar, water, and they also used to put in some flour. The flour would take away some of the sharpness. Then they would dip the meat in this, the same way some people would use ketchup or mustard with meat. So they had charoisis, which is all fine and well, except you can't have flour and water in the same dip on Pesach. Zak the Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Ches, Ein Noisnin Esakemach, you cannot put flour, L'toicha charoisis, into the charoisis, Oy L'toicha chardel, or into the mustard. We're talking about mustard that was mixed with water. V'im Natsan, if someone, let's say, forgot and he put flour into the mustard, Yoichol Miyat, he should eat it right away. How could he eat it? Isn't the flour going to become chametz? Well, the answer is because the mustard seeds are sharp, so that's going to slow down the chametz process a little bit. That's why in the case of the chardel, the Tanakama holds that if you put it in, you have to eat it right away. But you could eat it right away. Rav Meir says no. Even into the chardel, you don't know whether it's going to become chametz right away or not. You can't take a chance. Now the Tanakama agrees that in the case of the charoisis, if you put it in, you can't eat it right away. The only machloikis is about the mustard. Now, wait a second. How come when I mix the flour and water, when I bake matzahs, I have 18 minutes from when I mix the water to get it into the oven? But before that, it doesn't become chametz. Well, you have to understand two things. First of all, once you bake it, it doesn't become chametz anymore. This is not being baked, so the process keeps happening. Are you going to say, so how come I can't eat it right away, even in the case of the charoisis? Why is it different than matzah? Over there, it's up to 18 minutes before it gets baked. Well, here's the halacha. Juice will not make something chametz. Water makes something chametz. But juice mixed with water is going to make something chametz even quicker than regular water. That's why if you have a dough kneaded with a mixture of water and juice, it has to be baked right away. There's no din that you could wait 18 minutes. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Ein Mevashen Es HaPesach, you may not cook the Karban Pesach, Loi B'Mashkin, not with liquids. What do we mean liquids? Generally, when the Mishnah uses the term Mashkin, it refers to the 7 Mashkin. That if anything comes into contact, or food, shall we say, when it comes into contact with the 7 Mashkin, that's when it becomes huchshu lekabel tum. If you have an apple that never got wet, once it was detached, it won't become tummy, unless it first comes into contact with one of the 7 mashkin. What are the 7 mashkin? Well, here's a simon to remember that. Yad shochat dam. Yad shochat dam. It's a Rashi Teves. Yad stands for yayin, wine. The Dalet stands for blood. Shachat, the Shin stands for shemen. The Ches stands for cholov, milk. The Tes stands for tal, dew. Yad, shachat, dam. The second Dalet stands for divash, honey. And the Mem stands for water. Generally speaking, when the Mishnah says mashkin, it refers to those 7 mashkin. Yad, shachat, dam. Now, when it comes to things that make something ready to receive tumah, it's the 7 mashkin, but there's one item that's not on that list, juice. When it comes to the issur of cooking the Karban Pesach, however, not only can you not cook it in any of the 7 mashkin, but v'loy b'mei peres, you can't cook it in juice as well. What's wrong? with cooking the Korban Pesach in Mashkin or May Peiros? Well, this has nothing to do with chametz. It has to do with the lav in the Torah that you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. It has to be roasted. And when the Torah says you can't cook it, the Torah says Ivoshel Mevushel, a double lashon. That means all kinds of cooking. However, Zokta Mishnah Avulba, this is what you can do. After you roasted the Korban Pesach, Sachen, you can shmir umatbil an oiseban or dip it into the liquids. Some say, says the Batanura, that you can shmir it even before it's roasted. When the baker would bake, so from time to time, he would make his hands wet. He would cool his hands. The problem is that water that the baker uses to cool his hands, dough gets into that water. So therefore, says the Mishnah, may sashmishoy shel nachtoy, may the waters, sashmishoy of the use shel nachtoy of the baker, meaning to say, the waters used by the baker, yishafechu, it has to be poured out. Because they become chametz. Where do you pour it? So the Batanura explains, in a slanty place where it's going to drain away. We don't want it poured in some place where it's going to form a puddle, because then you're going to have the chametz over there. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said you can't put flour into the charoisis or into the mustard. If you did put it in right away, according to the Tanakam, at least as far as the mustard is concerned, you can eat it right away, because the sharpness of the mustard, according to the Tanakhama, gives you a little bit extra time before it becomes chametz. So the mayor says no. But everyone agrees, when it comes to the charoisis, you can't eat it, not even right away. We said you can't cook the Korban Pesach, and that means you can't cook it not just in water, but in any of the mashkin. Remember what the seven mashkin are? Yad, Shachat, Dam, Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Cholav, Tal. The Dalet stands for Dvash, and the Mem Mayim. So we learned you can't cook the Korban Pesach, not in any mashkin, and not even in juice. You could, however, shmir it, some say, only after you roasted it, some say even before, and dip it into some of these mashkin. And finally, the last halacha in the Mishnah was that the water that's used by the baker to cool his hands off, some say it's the water that the baker washes his hands with, or his kelim, that has to be poured out, and it has to be poured out in a place where the water doesn't stay in one place, doesn't accumulate. It just goes down like an incline that gets absorbed into the ground. And you have to make sure to do this with Nei Shein Machmitz, and the Mishnah concluded, because they become chametz.